Okay, this is a question that someone had posted. What do you think is your ratio of scouting hours versus hunting hours?
I hunt a lot more than I scout. I used to scout areas, and what I would do is I would have an idea that I should look at this area. So I will go out, and where the elk are going to be in the summer is not necessarily where they're going to be in the fall during the rut. What I try to do is I will got an idea that I think this is a rut area, and I'll actually go out there and I will look for horn rubs, you know. And if they're, you know, the rubs will last, you know, the first year, they'll still have needles on the trees. After a year or two, the needles all fall off the tree, so you can find that that was, you know, years past and not last year. A lot of times, too, you find where the bulls have summered, and they rub the trees to rub the velvet off their horns, and that's not necessarily a rutting area. You know, you'll get into an area that's got like every tree is rubbed up. Well, that's a bachelor area where they spent the summer, and they're just playing their horns off. But when you find an area, you know, where you got feed and you see the trees are whipped up good and dead, because they kill the trees, you know, almost every time they whip them. You very seldom have a tree live after once a bull elk has got his horns to them. But I found that the elk are, you know, where you find the cows, you ain't going to find the bulls. And then the cows will move, and, you know, the feed source is the best thing. If they've got a hay field, or if they've got, you know, it's like in the Missouri Rakes, the elk will go to the river at night to water and feed, and then they go up into the prairie in the afternoon and go up into the breaks, the bed, you know, on the north slopes. But it's kind of the situation where I look for horn rubs, because I very seldom, I don't think I ever see a bull scouting.